Hello.
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 So I have a trick or treat today. This one comes from Anita Wirarwin, which I'm sure I pronounced that wrong, from anitasnotebook.com. Are you ready?
I am.
Okay. It's called A Knock at the Door. Knock, knock. That's my little sound effect. Knock, knock. It's another one of those days where you're at home alone with not much to do. You've been passing the time by lazily browsing stuff on your phone while the TV flickers in the background. But really, you're about 5 seconds away from curling up on the couch and taking a nap. That is until you hear three faint taps coming from the front of the house. Could it be somebody at the door? It seems strange that they wouldn't use the doorbell, but whatever. You decide to get up and investigate anyway. Walking quietly up to the front door, you look through the peephole to see who it is, but no one's there. That's weird. Goosebumps form on your arms as you scan the view through the peephole, and your mind races through all possible things that could have made the noise. Maybe a trash can blew over on the sidewalk. Maybe it was a tree branch hitting the front of the house. Three car doors slamming in the distance. Or maybe, well, let's face it, all are equally lame theories. You glance at the door lock. Yep, it's locked. And consider tiptoeing away with a decent theory finally pops into your mind. The more you think about it, the more it makes sense. It must have been the mailman. He was delivering that package from Amazon you've been waiting forever for and knocked on the door, so you know it was on the front step. Before you know it, you've got the door unlocked and have flung it wide open, ready to scoop up the package. But instead, you just about jump out of your skin because standing in front of you are two of the spookiest children you've ever seen. You must let us in. Both the girl and the boy look to be about 9 years old, but there's something about their faces that makes them seem much older. Their skin is incredibly pale, and they have such an eerie look about them that it's almost hypnotizing. The boy is standing closest to you and starts to speak. Hello, we have gotten lost while walking in this neighborhood and need to call our mother. May we please come in? There was something odd about the boy's voice. It just didn't seem to fit a 9-year-old. For some reason, your mind's fuzzy about what's going on, and you manage to come up with an excuse to keep them outside. What's your phone number? I'll get my phone and dial it for you. The boy looks slowly at the girl and then back at you. I cannot remember. We need to go in and sit down right now so I can remember. Yeah, no. Your mind may feel fuzzy, but you haven't lost it completely. I just remembered my phone is broken, you stammer. How about you try another house? Sorry. Then you grab the door and start to close it. No, you must let us in, the boy shouts while holding his hand up in the air and looking you directly in the eyes. And it's at this point that your heart freezes because you realize what's so absolutely unnerving about these children is their eyes. Their eyes are an inky black color. But now that those soulless black eyes are looking right at you feel very strange. Suddenly, you aren't so sure whether to completely close the door or let them in. Something tells you that if you wait too much longer, then you'll lose all will to resist. So, with all the willpower you can muster, you shut the door and lock it, expecting to hear the boys shouting from the other side. Instead, though, there's only complete silence. You run over the window to see if they go to the neighbor's house next, but the front step is empty. And there's no one to be seen anywhere. Both children have simply vanished. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
So, So obviously that was the story of the black-eyed children. So the black-eyed children are what people report experiencing when they get a visit from black-eyed children. So there's a lot of stories out there and a lot of stories that we are going to explore later on. But sightings which have been on the rise in recent years. But who are they? Why do they want to get into your house so bad? So mythology and folklore from cultures around the world have their share of stories about people with eyes that are completely black. Most of these beings were considered to be people who were under the control of something evil. Like in some parts of South America, when children with inky black eyes were sighted, they were thought to be kids who had died and whose body became occupied by an evil spirit afterwards. These evil spirits would use the bodies as a way to go walking around undetected. Some legends about Bloody Mary even say that if she appears to someone playing the Bloody Mary game, that their eyes will immediately turn black. But what makes the stories of black-eyed children different is how the children always knock on people's door and demand permission to be let in. These kinds of stories seem to have first been heard in the US, and the most famous accounts of them is a report from back in the 90s by a man named Brian Bethel, who said two eerie-looking children approached him in an empty parking lot. The children were very insistent on getting permission to be let in, and when he denied them, they became angry. It was only when he realized they both had black eyes that he drove off in a panic. And when he looked in the rearview mirror, both the children had mysteriously disappeared, even though there was no place for them to go. This leads to another question: why do the black-eyed kids need permission to get in so badly anyway? Can't they just step inside the doorway if they really wanted to? So people talk about pour salt across a doorway, splash olive oil on a door, sprinkle holy water around a room. The list of ways to keep evil spirits out can get quite long depending on which story you read. The main idea behind them all is to ritually make a line that something evil can't cross, and this line is usually focused on the doorway to a house or a room. So I think it's interesting that in the story of black-eyed children, they can't seem to get inside the house without explicit permission of the person who answered the door. This points to them being the type of evil that doesn't have any power until you invite them in. And as for what happens when someone actually does let the black-eyed children in, well, no one seems to know. Many people believe that it means those who let them inside don't survive to tell the tale. Who knows? But if you hear three knocks on your door and eerie-looking children on your doorstep, it might be a good idea to check their eyes first. But I have heard a story of someone who did let somebody in, and it's not like something immediately happened, but like their dog died a week later, and then the husband got this like really, really aggressive cancer, and he died.
Whoa.
Yeah, and now again, that's if you like believe about everything. And they said that like the doctors had said that his cancer was like so aggressive that they were like, "Did you work like in like radiation, like a field where you were around radiation?" Because that's how aggressive it was and how quickly like it was spread. Because he went from being healthy to so sick. And so I know that like theories about black-eyed kids are they vampires? Are they time travelers? And are they aliens? So those are some theories around black-eyed kids. And then another theory is that they usually go after or seek out people that are recently or are currently like going through a grieving process, because that makes a person more vulnerable. So do you have any thoughts?
I really love like the story of the Black Eyed Children. It reminds me of Village of the Damned. the kids are kind of like running the show and they just look, they all look the exact same or whatever. But anyways, I just like the idea because, so side note, when we were younger, like in elementary school, do you remember how like we used to have to take flyers home if like a sex offender moved close to the school?
Yeah.
I remember like, and I don't even think I fully understood exactly what a sex offender was at this point, but I remember bringing home a flyer to give to mom and dad, and it said that a guy had black eyes, and when I read that, I literally got a shiver down my spine because I was like, black eyes, that doesn't sound normal. Like, that just sounds evil. And there's just something since like I was little that like just the thought of black eyes terrified me.
Right. It definitely stands out.
Yeah. But there's something creepy about like the fact of like kids with black eyes standing there like, we need to come in, let us in, we need to come in, let us in, and then starting to like not necessarily get aggressive but forceful and like trying to be invited in.
Right. Like, and there I've even heard other stories of and back to the grief thing about how they kind of like feed off of people that are recently grieving. So I heard another story about a mother and a son. So they recently had lost their dad, and that the mom had accidentally let, so sometimes there could also be like a shape-shifting component to like our black-eyed kids shapeshifters. And so I think that I'm trying to remember some of the story, but the situation was they didn't appear as a child, but they had looked like they came to the door when the kid was home, but he was a teenager, and said something like, the mom had accidentally let him in, the person in, because they're like, oh, do you remember me? I'm from high school. And the kid had the teenager had a bad feeling about it. And the mom was like, it's okay, let them in. And then as soon as they came in, the mom looked at the son and said, I don't know who this is. And then, but they had let the person in. And then the son's like, you know what, mom, we got to go somewhere. And was like, you need to leave, and push them out. But they had already crossed the threshold. And then the next day, the mom got in a car accident. And she was in the hospital for a while. And then like the people came back, but it was two of them this time. And they're like, we heard your mom was in a car accident. We need to come in so we can drop off these flowers. And they're like, he's like, just leave them on the doorstep. Like, you don't need to come in. And they were like, no, we need to come in to leave them on the kitchen counter. And he's like, just leave. You don't need to come in. And they're just so adamant about coming in. And then eventually, like, the mom comes home from the hospital. But, they keep knocking and adamant about coming in and coming in and coming in, but they had already been in the house before. Just both of them hadn't been in the house, and they had a two-story house, and they like go up and they hide in the bathroom, and their power's not working, or they can't make a phone call out, and they actually get tapping on the window, and it's a two-story bathroom. So I have heard stories of they don't just leave, but they'll tap on the windows on like two-story houses.
Yeah.
So that's been creepy to me too, when I hear that kind of stuff, that they don't just leave, but that you'll hear like knocking and tapping on your window, and you're like, but I live on the second floor.
Yeah.
Or I live on the third floor. So they're constantly trying to find the person, and that was someone who had let them in.
Creepy.
Yeah. So I hope you enjoyed this little trick-or-treat.
Yes.
And we'll talk at you next time.
Bye.
Bye.